starting from verse 41. And this passage is near the end of Jesus' life as he was coming for the last time to Jerusalem. And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it, saying, "If thou hadst known, even thou at least in this day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. For the day shall come upon thee, that thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee, and compass thee around, and keep thee in on every side, and shall lay thee even with the ground, and thy children with thee, and they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation." And the title for my message is "The Time of Your Visitation." If you could bow your heads with me. Father, we thank you for being at Rehoboth today. Lord, give me utterance that your voice, your words, your message will reach out to touch every heart. We thank you right now, Lord, that you have accepted our worship. And we thank you right now for blessing, that you encamp around us. We give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Turn to someone and tell them, "I'm glad you're here," and you may be seated in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm so grateful for all that God has done and all that he's doing. He's an amazing God. And I just want you to really think about some things in your life, decisions that you have made. You know, sometimes we make seemingly small decisions that have huge consequences for us. You know, some job you might have taken, some direction you might have gone, even, as I've said so many times, dropping your keys on your way to work could have a huge outcome in your life. Because of dropping your keys, you were a few seconds later through that intersection, so you missed the car that was about to T-bone you. It's amazing how little things that we do, little choices that we make, can have such a huge impact on our lives. Sometimes we realize the gravity of the choice. You know, maybe who you're going to marry or you're going to leave a certain town. You understand how big a decision and how that can change your future. Not just your future, but so many other people around you. And we see that in this story, Jesus had preached for 3 years, 3.5 years. They had known that he was something special. And he was coming to Jerusalem for the very last time. And he looked at this great city. He looked at all these thousands, probably tens of thousands of people and children. And the Bible says that he wept because he knew they were going to miss this one crucial choice, this event in their lives that was going to be so earth-shaking, so determinative of their future, that they were going to reject him and that they missed the time of their visitation. I really believe that each and every one of us, during our lives, we get an important choice. We get a choice to make. And sometimes because of all kinds of things around us, we miss the time of our deliverance, the time of our blessing, the time of our taking out, the time of our success, because we were not aware how crucial that event was. It says here that Jesus wept because they did not realize the time of their visitation, that right here was the very person who they had wanted, the Messiah that they had asked for, had finally come, and they missed it. They did not realize the importance of the day. Have you ever been waiting for a package and you're trying to time it because it's so important, and you're trying to make sure you're there when the mailman comes, and then something happens, and the minute you go away, the minute you turn around is when it comes and you miss it. And maybe that's not a big choice, but in the lives of these people on that day when Jesus came into Jerusalem, he looked on the city and he could see years into the future what was going to happen. That in only a few years, the Roman general Titus was going to come and he was going to lay waste to the whole city of Jerusalem. He was going to slaughter more than 1 million Jews. He burned down or he cut down whole forests. So instead of one or two crosses that were on Calvary, Jesus could see. He could see thousands of people who were going to die because they missed the day of their visitation. He could see what was going to happen in the future because they rejected him, what their future was going to be like. And I'm telling you today that sometimes, maybe even today, somebody here may be missing the day of their visitation. That right here and now, if they would just make the right decision, if they would just make the right choice, their future could be so different. It doesn't have to be destruction. It does not have to be death. It does not have to be damnation. But if you will realize the day of your visitation could be today, could be right now. Jesus looked upon Jerusalem and he wept. There's not too many times in scripture where Jesus wept, but this was one of them. When he saw this vast city, this beautiful temple that was the wonder of the ancient world, that had been expanded, that had been 40 years in the building. They said it was overlaid with marble that glowed when the sun glinted on it. It was so beautiful. And he looked at that and he realized that not one stone would be left alive, would be put one on top of another. The Romans, looking for the gold, would take the temple apart piece by piece. They would slaughter the priests. They would crucify the populace. And Jesus wept. I wonder if today he's looking at our lives and saying, we are so close. We don't know that today he has come to Rehoboth. Today he is right here. And there's a decision that someone needs to make in the right way that could determine their future. Sometimes I think we don't realize when we make God weep. When he looks at the possibility of where we could be, what we could achieve, where he would like us. In Jeremiah, he says, I know the plans, the thoughts that I have for you. Plans and thoughts to bless, to give you an expected outcome. But we have to choose today. In their day, they rejected him. At first, they welcomed him. They said, Hosanna, blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. But only 3 days later, they were saying, crucify him. I like the pomp and the ceremony, but I don't like the word. I don't want to have to change my way. I don't want to have to start to come to church. I don't want to have to pray. I don't want to have a life that's dedicated to you. But what they did not know was just in a few years' time, this whole city would be devastated. Devastated. You see, God has a time for your deliverance. And sometimes we may miss it. Some crucial decision you may make can change completely the direction of your life. If you just think back, maybe the high school that you went to, the friends you chose, the first job you had, how you met your first relationship, all those things are so crucial on little things that happen. And yet if we would just give our dominion back to God and let him lead us, the Bible says, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. When we truly let him lead us, give him back dominion, then we can succeed. But sometimes we are at a choosing point. We're at a crossroads and we don't even know it. You know, nowadays when I come up to a traffic light and it just turned green on my side, you know what? I don't go. I don't rush through the intersection because someone else is going to make some crazy choice. Still think they can get through. See, sometimes we don't even realize that we're at an intersection, and the choice we're about to make can make all the difference for the rest of our lives. You see, the backstory of this is that Jesus had been preaching. He had been avoiding coming to Jerusalem because he knew once he came, he would be rejected. He knew that even with all the miracles he had done, all of the blinded eyes he'd opened, all of the things God has done for you in your life, the times he's delivered you through those intersections, the time when you didn't even realize that you went through the red light. Only me? Okay. I tell you, God has saved my life so many times. So many times. I've been in three major accidents where I should be dead. Car didn't survive in either case. But through the grace and mercy of God, I'm still here. I'm still walking around. Not because anything I did, but God's mercy. We don't know tomorrow is not promised to us. We don't know if we will actually make it to 2019. There's a lot of people between now and midnight on the 31st who will not actually make it into 2019. In the Bible, there was a rich man, and he was looking at all that his plans, and he said, listen, you know what? I'm going to build bigger barns. I'm going to increase. But that very night, the word came, don't you understand? Your soul is required. He never made it to make all his plans. He made the wrong choice. He didn't know that it was the day of his visitation. Right now, we may not see a figure of Jesus right now, but I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit is here. And he's talking to someone. You're about to make a decision. You're about to make a choice. This is the day of your visitation. You better make sure that you're listening, that you don't reject the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, the one who stretched his arms at Calvary and said, it is finished. Don't let Christ weep over you. See, there's many decisions that I'm sure if you had a time machine, we'd all go back in time. You know, maybe most of us would go back to high school and we'd change this decision. Okay, that's where it all went wrong for me. This is the decision that I did that was all wrong. I would do this differently or I wouldn't do this. I can look back and I can go back every day and think of some stuff. But what God wants us to do is to surrender to him, to give him our choice, to turn back our choices, that just as he taught his disciples, not my will, but thy will be done. Today is the day of our visitation. We just don't realize it. Jesus is looking at our Jerusalem, and is he weeping? Is he saying, listen, I'm so near to your deliverance. If you will just turn to me, if you will just come to me. Do you understand the reason why they missed it? You think, how could they miss it? Well, there's about four things that they missed in seeing that Jesus was their Messiah. Jesus tells the parable in Matthew 25, starting at verse 1. And he tells the parable of the 10 virgins. But five of them were wise and five were foolish. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And five of them were wise and five were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. You understand that if you are going to be ready for the day of visitation, you have to prepare. You see, they had not prepared the foolish ones. They only had the oil in the lamp, but not in the vessel. You have to be ready for the day of your visitation, or else you can miss it. If you're not expecting it, you're going to miss it. If there's a parcel coming, you're expecting it. Every vehicle that drives up, you go look to the window, see if it's the U.S. Post or the FedEx or UPS, because you're expecting it. You don't want no one to be a doorstep thief. You're going to grab that parcel as soon as it comes. So the first step in not missing the day of your visitation is to be prepared. The five wise were prepared. They not only had the oil in the lamp, but they also had the oil in the vessel. How can we be prepared? Well, that oil normally represents the Holy Spirit, but it also represents the Word. In Psalms 119 and verse 105, it says, thy Word is a lamp unto my feet. You see, if you want to be prepared when Jesus shows up, you better have the Word in you so you will know when he's speaking to you. See, if you've heard his voice before, you will know he's speaking to you. When he calls your name at night, you will know he's speaking to you. You will be ready for the day of your visitation. Because I'm telling you, God, I believe, gives everyone a chance. I believe he gives every single one of us a chance. But will we be ready? Will we be listening? Will we be prepared to respond? So you have to make sure that you have the Word. Are you in the Word? Are you listening for his voice? Are you expecting him to come? Because if you're not, you're going to miss your parcel. You're going to miss your delivery. You know, if you're not looking for it, you're going to miss. The moment you turn around, that's when it's going to come. Someone's going to come and grab it, and you'll be going out there, and there'll be nothing there. We don't want Jesus to miss us, to miss the delivery. So one of the things that we have to be aware of is to be prepared. And most of us sometimes, we think if we come to church, that's enough. That's not enough. You're going to have to get the oil not only in the lamp, but in the vessel. You need to be in the Word daily. You need to be praying and looking. I'm telling you, Scripture says perilous times are going to come. Instead of the world getting better and better, it's going to get worse and worse. It's falling apart right now. All of the things that man has built to keep peace are falling apart. All of the unions that they built in Europe are falling apart. I think you're going to see some things next year that are going to shock us. We will look back and we say, how could that happen? Famines in diverse places, earthquakes. There was a tsunami yesterday, killed hundreds of people. Plagues, things that were never there before. They never heard of Ebola 40 years ago. Where did that come from? All of this was predicted because Jesus could look down history and see there is a day of visitation coming. Amen. You see, we also not only have to be prepared, but we have to be watching. Are you watching? In Luke chapter 12, verse 37, Luke chapter 12, verse 37 says, blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Are you watching for his coming? Are you looking for your day of visitation? I am looking for some deliverance. I am looking for some blessing. I am tired of Satan in 2018. He beat me up a little bit in 2018. I am looking for my day of visitation. I am welcoming him. I'm going to put down the clothes and cry out, Hosanna. I'm looking for some deliverance in 2019. I'm tired already of 2018. I'm not looking back. I'm looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of my faith. Amen. I don't want to miss my day of visitation. I believe there's a day of visitation coming for all of us. Are you ready? Are you looking? Are you watching? Because in such a time as you think not, that's when he's going to show up. Amen. I have a lot of stuff delivered to the house in parcels and little things, sometimes for the church. And we're always looking because I don't want no one to come and steal my package. I don't want no one to come and take it off the step. So as soon as I know it's being delivered, I'm looking at my phone. Okay, they said it's out on the UPS truck. It's coming. I'm going to be looking for when it's going to be delivered. I don't want to miss my day of visitation. I'm telling you, Jesus came by and he saw this man up in a tree who didn't think he was worthy, this little man, because he was a tax collector. But it was his day of visitation. Jesus came by and said, Zacchaeus, today, today. Let's say that word, today. Today, Zacchaeus, I'm coming to your house. This is your turn, Zacchaeus. Even though you never thought you were worthy, you were just a little tiny man. You knew that nobody liked you because you were a tax collector. But today, I've come to your house. Today could be your day of visitation that the Lord wants to come by you and say, are you ready? I want to come by your house. See, he didn't think he was worthy, but he was looking for the master. And as Jesus came by, a miracle happened. Jesus knew his name. I'm telling you, there's a day that Jesus wants to come by your house and tell you, today is your day of visitation. I want to come and dine with you, Zacchaeus. I want to come and give you blessing. I want to come and bring deliverance to your house. But are we ready? Would you have to slam the door and look around? Uh-oh. Bed isn't made, or there's pots on the floor. Is your house ready for Jesus to come? You know what? I think I wouldn't care. I would just open the door. I don't care. I don't want to miss my day of visitation. Luke 12, 37 says, blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Are you watching? I'm telling you, there's some things coming. I wish I could say there are some things coming upon this earth that is not too long in the making. Are you ready? Are you watching? Churches are going to be the most packed out the day after the rapture. Churches are going to be full the day after the rapture. The Bible says there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That would be so sad. Having grown up in church, been taken to church my whole life, to find out I had missed the real day of visitation. Do you know the day of your visitation? Do you know the fact that you, most of you have been raised in church, have come to church, and all that you have done to miss out on the last minute, at the last 12th hour of the day, to miss out on the greatest visitation this planet is going to have? But we have to watch and be ready. Jesus said, blessed are the servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Now, this may not be too much of a Christmas message, but he came the first time and they all missed it. Very few people knew it was the day of their visitation. God told some shepherds on a hill, and some wise men saw the sign. Will you be seeing the sign? Will you be looking for him? The bumper sticker says, wise men still seek him. Wise men still seek him. I know this isn't shouting. I know this isn't, but I want to tell you that Jesus is looking at your city right now, and he's saying, this is the day. I don't want him to be weeping over me. I don't want him to be saying, I wish they had realized the day of their visitation. If we could just think back on the decisions we have made in our lives, some big, some small, God is telling right now, there's a huge one right today, right here, right now. Are we committed? Are we committed to living so that he can come to our house? Are we committed? Are we ready to say, Lord, come on in. Come on in. Zacchaeus said, come on in, Lord, come on in. And then he started to repent and started to tell all the things that he was going to do to change his life because he recognized the day of his visitation. Amen. Let me explain. The other thing that we have to understand, apart from being prepared, apart from watching, we have to listen. In John chapter 5, verse 5, we see this man who had been waiting 38 years for a day of his visitation. He was crippled and lame. And he knew from the history of it that the first person that was able to get into this pool, once the angel had touched it, would be healed. But for 38, imagine 38 years waiting for someone to help you to get in the pool first. 38 years. You know what his problem was? He was focused on his problem. That's his problem, because when Jesus finally came, when the day of his visitation came, you'll listen very carefully. It said, and a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. 38 years he'd been waiting for his deliverance, his package to come, his healing. 38 years. And he could see it. He could see people jump in before him. That's probably was the hardest thing. He could see other people jump in or get helped in and get come out healed. Because the Bible says that every time the angel came and touched this pool, whoever got in first, God, he could watch. He probably saw hundreds of people get healed. 38 years. And there were probably tens or 20 or 30, 40 people around the pool. But Jesus showed up at his steps, at his feet, because this was the day of his visitation. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, wilt thou be made whole? But the man wasn't listening. You know what he was focused on? His problem. Jesus didn't ask him how long you've been here, how bad your situation is, how terrible the neighborhood is, how your family forsook you, how you have no money. That wasn't what he asked him. Do you want to get out of your situation? This is the day of your visitation. You see, you have to be prepared. You have to be watching. Then you have to listen. You have to listen. This man was not listening. All he was focused on was his situation, how bad his problem was, not how big his God was. It was how long I've been sitting here and how terrible it is. I have nobody to help me. The church won't help me. My family won't help me. My friends won't help me. Sometimes we are focusing on our problem instead upon the voice of God. Jesus knew all of that. We're not telling God anything new when we tell him how bad our situation is. He already knows that. In fact, what he is saying, will you be made whole? Today is your day of visitation. Today is your opportunity to be healed. Today is your day of deliverance. But Lord, I have no friends. The church won't do anything for me. This one is hating me. This one is speaking. That's not what he said. Will you be made whole? That's all God is asking today. Are you listening? Because he's speaking. Are you listening? Or are you saying, he's not talking to me? He's talking to someone else. You know what? You're about to miss your day of visitation. Because I'm saying to you right now, I'm declaring to somebody right now, if you will believe, if you will believe, if you will believe, if you will say like Zacchaeus, come on, I've been waiting for you all this time, Lord. Whatever you say, I'm ready to accept this day of visitation. I'm ready to accept your healing. I'm ready to accept your deliverance. I'm ready to accept my financial blessing. You got to be prepared. You got to watch. Then you got to listen. Although Jesus spoke to this man, it was like he hadn't spoken a thing. Jesus already knew. He said, you think you're going to tell God anything he doesn't know about you? So all you have to do is say, Lord, whatever you say. The greatest blessing in my life, I tell you honestly, the greatest blessing and deliverance in my life was when one day when I was 18 years old, my dad took me for a drive to have one of them serious father-son talks, because I was about to make a huge mistake. And I remember him talking to me and telling me and making me look back over some decisions. And the greatest thing I said was, whatever you say, Dad. It was simple as that. We went back to my house. We went back to my bedroom. We got on the floor and my parents started to pray for me. It was the day of my visitation. It was the day of my deliverance. It was a huge turning point in my life. But many of us, we have Jesus weeping because we don't realize that he's right there. And he's saying, if only they had realized I was right here, willing right now to deliver them, to heal them. If only they would submit to me. If only they would cry out right now and say, Lord, I believe you. Whatever you say, Lord, whatever you say, Father, I'm about to do it. I'm not going to fight you anymore, Lord, but I'm going to bow down before you. I'm going to prostrate myself before the King of Kings. I'm going to make him bigger than my problem. But instead, this man said, the impotent man answered, sir, I have no man. 38 years had not helped him. Of course he had no one. Sir, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool, but while I'm coming, another steppeth down. Some of us, we keep looking at other people's blessings. Why not me? Well, because you've missed the time of your visitation. You were looking at something else. You weren't looking at the delivery man who was here. You know who the delivery man is? Jesus. He delivers healing. He delivers joy. He delivers blessing. He delivers comfort. He is the ultimate FedEx, UPS, US Postal Service. Rain or shine. There's no snow or earthquake or anything that stops God when he wants to say, let there be. The only answer is, and it was so. But we miss the time of our visitation. I'm telling you, I'm speaking to someone today. You're about to make some decision. Don't miss the time of your visitation. Don't miss the time of your visitation. You see, in that same parable, I said you have to be prepared. You have to watch and you have to listen. Because the next thing that happened in that parable with the 10 virgins is there went out a sound. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. If you could stand with me. Are you prepared? Are you watching? And are you listening? As I've said so many times, most of our prayers is just telling God what's wrong, as if he doesn't know. And he's saying, wilt thou be made whole? We're saying, Lord, this is wrong. And he's saying, wilt thou be made whole? And we're saying, Lord, this is all this, and you know, as if we're trying to inform him of anything. All he's saying is, wilt thou be made whole? He's saying, Zacchaeus, I've come to your house today. I know no one likes you. I know how they look down upon you. I know that you are thought as the outcast of society, that no one thinks much of you. You're not famous. You're not rich. But I know your name. I've come today to be at your house, Zacchaeus. Can you imagine all the rich and famous and the Pharisees when they saw that? What? He's going to his house? Why didn't he come to my house? Because, you know, you weren't ready. You missed your time of visitation. Someone today, I'm telling you, God is speaking to your heart and he's saying, I want to come to your house. Before 2019 comes, I want to visit your house. Are you ready for me to come? It doesn't matter if it's a mess. Actually, I know about that already. That's why I want to come to your house. Zacchaeus, I know about all you've done. I know how you cheated people. I know how you theft, stole money from people. I know all about that. That's why I want to come to your house. Because Zacchaeus, today is your day of visitation. See, sometimes we want to try and clean stuff up before we let God in. It won't work. We can't do it. We'll be just as messy. All we're doing is rearranging stuff. But he's saying, today, Zacchaeus. I'm sure Zacchaeus kind of did a double take because he had no clue, no idea that this was his day. Someone here today, don't make the mistake of letting Jesus look on your Jerusalem and weep. Because he can see the decisions you're about to make, the direction you're about to take. As we enter into 2019, this is the time to draw close to God. I want to be underneath his wings. I want to be in Psalm 91 situation. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him and under his wings. I don't want to be out by myself because I know I'm not anything. And I'm not trying to tell him what's wrong and how many years I've been waiting for deliverance. I just want to hear himself, will thou be made whole? He won't have to ask me a second time because I'll go running. Because I want to not miss my day of visitation. It's amazing who Jesus picks. He doesn't pick the rich, the famous, the wealthy. He picks some little fisherman. And he goes by and he says, follow me. That was the day of their visitation. We'd have never heard of Peter if he had stayed where he was. But the Bible said he left. He left everything and followed him. God is speaking to someone and say, today is your day of visitation. Are you willing to make a commitment? Love is not a feeling alone, but it's a commitment. Because it was just a feeling. Sometimes I just don't feel like I love people. That'd be bad if it was just a feeling. Because today I would love you, tomorrow I wouldn't. I'm glad God is not like that, but he makes a commitment. Commitment. I taught about that some years ago, that marriage is not a contract, it's a covenant, which is different than a contract. God wants to make a covenant with you today. Saying to someone, I want to come and dine at your house. Jesus could see that in AD 70, the Roman legions were going to come and destroy Jerusalem, kill 1.5 million people, tear down the temple. And he couldn't help but weep, because if they had accepted him right then and there, if they had accepted him as their Messiah, the kingdom would have come. Right now, he's looking at some of us and he's thinking, if they only knew the time of their visitation, if they only knew how much I want to deliver them, to have a relationship with them, for them to truly know me, to rest. If they only knew. These altars are open. We're going to close. And I'm not trying to be a sad, because I'm not being sad. I'm thinking about the times when people responded. I'm thinking about Zacchaeus, of how he was an outcast to the society of his day. I'm thinking about Matthew, who was a publican, who Jesus walked by while he was gathering money. He was the kind of person the Jews hated. I'm thinking about, when you think about his disciples, the people he chose, fishermen, a terrorist. Yeah, he chose a terrorist. Simon Zelotes was a terrorist. He was the ISIS of his day. He wanted to kill all the Romans. And he called all of those people and they responded because it was the day of their visitation. It may not necessarily be a salvation issue God wants for you today. It may be a healing, a deliverance, a blessing, a change of mind. Sometimes God just wants to change your thinking. You've been looking at your cup as being half empty. And instead, he wants to tell you, listen, Actually, you're doing pretty good. Your cup is half full. I said that to someone and they said, no, the cup is full. I said, how's that? They said, well, the other half is air. So the cup is, my cup is always full. Even when it's empty, it's full of something. Amen. I like that attitude. I want my cup full and running over. I want to be ready for the day of my visitation. I don't want to miss when Jesus shows up and says, it's time. I've come with your answer. Are you ready to receive me? We're going to close this service. We're going to pray for everyone that's at the altar. But I'm asking you today, as you think about your past, the decisions you have made, the paths you have crossed, the intersections you've been through, could this be the day of your visitation? I'm trying to close, but I just want to let someone know God is speaking to someone today and saying, don't make a decision without me. Hallelujah. Church, if you could pray with me, Father, we thank you right now that you have shown up at Rehoboth. Lord, I know this church is a hospital. I know your word is here today. I know you are here today. And I know by faith, Lord God, that whoever